How's it going?
It's going fine.
Oh.
Glad to hear it.
So what's today's secret, Cocky?
Today's secret word is...
Diggle.
Now, you all remember what to do whenever anyone says a secret word, right?
Scream!
Right!
For the rest of the day, whenever anyone says a secret word...
Diggle.
Scream real loud!
We are going to die!
Not necessarily. There's definitely a very slim chance we'll survive.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it!
This job is definitely not worth $11.5 a year.
Welcome to Save It For The Podcast.
Uncle Billy's all room talk.
There you go, Dave. Good job, Diggle.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
All right, let's call Diggle.
Calling Diggle. Is it, can you hear anything? Or is it just?
Yeah, I can hear it.
I can hear it. Jake Diggle.
Do you think, damn it. Do you think we,
Hang on. Will you answer?
I love you, Daddy.
Do you think he'll answer through...
I don't think he's gonna.
I don't think he's gonna answer through the messenger.
Maybe I think there's a spam bot.
No, give me his phone number. I want in messenger. Okay, ended it.
Yeah, see.
Give me his actual phone number.
I think he thinks it's a political call right now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
State of confusion call.
Yeah.
One. Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
Give
me
a second. All right.
Just
1918.
Yeah, I'll bleep.
Drew. 49.
Chevin.
Gotcha. Wait. I'll bleep that part out. 310.
Everybody call Jake Diggle.
Jake Diggle live. Gets a free blowjob.
Blow it up.
Here we go. Is it working?
Yep. I hear it ringing.
I hope.
Happy birthday.
I love you, Daddy.
I hope I dialed the right number because we're going to be talking to somebody we don't know.
That's all right.
Hello?
I love you, Daddy.
What's up, Jake?
Who is this?
David Aaron. And
the
boys.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I love you, Daddy.
That freaking voice freaked me out.
I got more. I got dirtier ones.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
It's not the boys. It's the men. The men playing boys' games.
That's right.
We're doing a
designed
podcast.
Designed to freak you out.
And we called to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, and then you wanted to hear the story. That's what it was.
That's what it is.
Diggle story?
Diggle story. Oh, my shoulders just went down because we're trying to not say names.
Yeah, because I have to edit all that, and I have to, like, I put words like diggle and, like,
because, you know,
Frank.
That's what our parents told us our penis was.
I just figured everybody's name was Bob.
Okay, yeah. Bob worked. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and tell a story about Bob. All right, go ahead.
Well, Bob.
Diggle.
Diggle.
It's kind of hard right now. My 4-year-old just woke up. My folder, but I'll tell the best I can.
Okay.
All right.
You have a 4-year-old?
No. Don't go there.
How did that happen?
Well, I think Billy's got one on the way, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a bun in the oven.
You're my hero, Billy. All right.
I hope you grow up to be just like me.
Okay. All right. Tell the story. What we got?
Okay. All right. Me and Bob were hanging out in my van. we were egging houses. Well, he slid the door open. And I was in the front seat driving. I had a girl next to me, you know.
Bob, of course.
And I turned my head real fast. I turned my head real fast and looked. I was like, man, fall out. And he's like, if I fall out, Jake, you'll know. Like 30 seconds later, I see this girl cracking up. And I'm driving probably 15 miles an hour, probably, you know, going through a neighborhood. She's laughing. And I turn, but she's not saying nothing. So I turn around and look, and Bob is not there. You know what?
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. Didn't Dave Diggle fall out the van too?
Me?
Who?
Dave Diggle.
Diggle.
I'm Dave Diggle.
Dave Diggle. I think it was. I had a van too, just like yours.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah, you did, just like mine. Van.
Yeah, that's that's fucking hilarious.
So that's what's
wrong
with you.
Yeah.
That's not a button.
Mike?
that freaked me out. That's not a button.
Okay. She can't hear us, can she?
No.
Okay, good.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about your child.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No, she's just looking at me weird.
Okay. Well, I would, too.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is like, I stop the van, I get out, and I'm running backwards, and I see him, and he has these house slippers on, but like one's like way down the road, like there's a murder scene, you know? And then there's Bob laying on the side of the curb with like one shoe on, one shoe off.
Oh, God.
So I pick him up, take him to Aunt Bob's house.
We got to
ring the doorbell and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aunt Bob.
Fucking Bob.
No, he picked up pretty quick, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
Yep. And Bob Diggle.
Yeah. Good job, Diggle.
Good job, Bob.
We got to call hobo.
So you can only say names if they like give you permission or something or what?
No,
I'm just trying to protect everybody.
Yeah.
And then when I edit, it's such a pain in the ass when I got to like blurt everybody, you know.
Say
like,
David.
I mean, if we said Jake Diggle, you know, we'd have to bleep it
every time.
I was listening to it, and I couldn't even tell what you guys were saying because you were editing all the stuff.
I know, but, you know.
It was a freaking idiot.
Damn you.
There goes my editing. There goes my Saturday.
Yeah, we're getting ready.
You guys got any sponsors yet?
Not yet. No.
Haven't tried.
Yeah. No, but we're getting ready to post another one.
Yeah. One should be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I just uploaded it.
It should be uploaded right now.
Well, send me the link. But I have to tend to my kids. And thanks for calling. Tell me happy birthday.
Well,
I appreciate
happy
it.
Happy birthday.
All right. Hey, man. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, later, Billy.
Nate.
Later, Mike. Bye, Dave.
See ya.
I love you, Daddy. Ouch.
I'm sorry, Barry, but you're stuck in my dick.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh,
you got what? A sausage stuck in your dick?
What's stuck in the diggle?
I don't know.
Something about a swatch.
Yeah.
Watch,
a swatch. You remember a swatches?
I do remember the swatch.
I
had like three or four of those bitches.
Yeah.
You weren't cool unless you had a swatch.
Yeah.
And you had to wear it backwards.
Yeah.
Where it was,
you had to wear it upside down. Yeah.
Upside down.
Where you rolled your wrist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So gay.
Didn't Sir Mix-a-Lot have swatches? No, he was Gore-Tex. He was all about
Gore-Tex.
Damn, you know a lot about Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I do know a lot about Sir Mix-a-Lot. He liked big butts.
Yeah.
And he could not lie.
He never could tell a lie.
Never could tell a lie.
All right, who are we going to call now? Nobody?
Hoey.
Oh, let's try Hoey, okay?
Yeah,
you know, Hoey never answers.
Yeah, you're Hoey. Supposed to come down here.
Is this Hoey Diggle?
Yeah, Hoey Diggle, Diggle never answers. Hold on, let me give it a shot.
Are you talking about Hugh or Hoey?
Hoey.
Oh.
He's supposed to be down here to come do a podcast with us.
Jeremiah never comes.
Yeah. Russell Diggle just threw a good ball there.
Yeah.
Russell Diggle.
This is actually a pretty good game if we'd watch it.
Oh, shit.
We're watching the Denver Diggles versus the Minnesota Diggles.
Yeah. It's actually probably a pretty good game.
From 2023, week 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Matt's kid's trying to call me, and I'll be damned if I answer it.
Yeah.
Matt's Diggle's kid?
Yeah. Maybe it's Matt. Hey, we should call Matt.
Is that the blind guy?
Matt. Yeah. Fuck, man! That's all my fault. We should call Diggle.
Man, so we got a blind guy, a toothless guy.
Oh, yeah, Matt is on the podcast.
We had a blind guy, but he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
We had a blind guy and a toothless guy. Both on the same podcast.
Into a Russian restaurant.
Yeah.
Let's call Uncle Billy.
Let's call Uncle Billy.
Suffering succotash.
Yeah. Suffering succotash. Yeah.
All right.
Suffering succotash.
Yeah.
We'll call my doctor.
Dr. Diggle.
IP freely.
Dr. Vagina.
Here's Aunt Diggle.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the
Oh, we're not recording.
Does she have a clean vagine?
Damn motherfucker.
We better be recording.
We are.
I'm gonna get mad.
Yeah, me too.
Does she have a clean vagine?
She had a blow off.
We should call Chris Diggle.
Chris Diggle?
Chris Diggle.
I love you, Daddy.
And call my boss.
I love you, Daddy. Yeah. Causing me this shit.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh,
I got somebody. Hold on a second.
They're hot.
Call my ex-wife. She's a bitch.
Calling Bitch Diggle.
Bitch Diggle. Bitch Diggle.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
All right, hold on. I got it. Boom. Here we go. We're fixing to call somebody. Yeah.
Here
hold on a minute. Give me a minute.
What's that? Who we calling? Voice?
What Diggle are we calling today?
Yeah.
It's going to be a Diggle you haven't heard from in a long time.
Really?
Oh, get ready, Diggles.
Let me get my...
I love you, Daddy.
No, don't get that. Okay, let's see. Here it goes.
Love ready you for, too, child.
Ready for some Diggle. Ready? Hold on. Here it goes.
Oh, is she going to answer?
Oh, dead air.
No dead air.
No dead air. Is she going to answer?
Are we calling a Diggle or not?
Calling a Diggle. Here we go.
Here we go. Calling a Diggle.
Come on.
Here we go.
911.
Hello.
No. Dr. Diggle's office.
I love Diggle.
Clean Vagine office.
Answer the fucking phone!
Are you blocked?
Hi, this is Carolyn.
What? Who the fuck is Carolyn?
Carolyn Diggle.
No. It's supposed to be...
Gosh!
No, I turned it off.
Oh, she's going to get that voicemail. That's going to
be
a
Alan.
One.
Who?
Alan.
That sounded like Carolyn.
Oh, yeah.
He lied to me. He gave me pizza. Alan's,
he gave you a bum number.
That's right. He gave you a fake number.
I'm calling
him
through. I'm calling him through Messenger.
Yeah, he gave you the call from Charlie Chicken.
Hey, that sounds good. I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Hungry motherfucker.
Come on, answer the phone.
Bunch of dead Diggles.
Yeah, no,
limp Diggles.
Limp Diggle.
Limp Diggles on limp dirty Saturday
Diggles.
Night.
Yeah,
much dirty
calling.
Diggles.
I love you, Daddy.
All right, he's not answering.
I do. I just hate that voice. I,
I do, too.
It's
kind of
creepy, is it not?
It is very creepy.
I'm so hot.
It sounds wrong.
Yeah.
I keep thinking I'm seeing that person over here again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
probably are.
I might be.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only one I got.
Yeah.
And I got to answer it like that.
It's a creepy one.
Yeah.
Because people with illegitimate sons or daughters.
Yeah.
Little baby Diggle.
Yeah.
Baby Diggle.
Little baby Diggle there. It creeps me out.
Yeah, I'm like.
You made my Diggle like a baby Diggle.
What the fuck? Hey, I know who we're going to call.
Ghostbusters.
Yes. Diggle Diggle.
Diggle
Diggle.
We'll call Diggle Diggle.
Libbity bibbity.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that Diggle in the state of confusion the other night?
Yeah, he was on the Diggle.
He was quite a Diggle. He was an angry Diggle.
He was a very angry Diggle.
He reminded me of Walter. Y'all ever watch Jeff Dunham?
Yeah.
He reminded me of Walter.
Yeah.
He looked
like
the angry Diggle Walter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the State of the Union.
Yeah, the State of Confusion.
Yeah.
He got it.
Yeah. Hey, hold on a second.
Here we go. Calling Justin Diggle.
No, this is...
You won't go to college.
Hold on. Here it goes. He's going to answer.
What's up, Mike?
What's up? I must warn you. You're on the podcast. Sorry.
I love you,
Dad. Oh, I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm so hot.
Just so you know.
What's
up, Justin? No,
what's up?
What's up? Who's all over there?
Dad.
You got four Diggles.
Yeah. Got
Me, Dave.
Dave and Mike and Uncle Billy and Roy.
Roy Diggle.
Roy's my brother-in-law. Say hi to Roy.
Okay.
Hi, Roy.
I remember David. What's up, David? What's up, Roy?
Man?
I thought
your mom goes to college.
You know, I seen your messages about 3:00. I was like, son of a bitch.
I was excited about it.
What
are you guys talking about today?
Just whatever. What do you want to talk about? Called you.
Talk about vagina.
Yeah, we always talk about vaginas.
We're extremely shallow over here.
Yeah.
We don't have any deep thinking.
Well, that talking about vagina really won't go well with my business. If this gets out to the public.
Mike then threw off his headphones and was laughing.
Oh, God, I got choked on my beard. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about then. It doesn't have to be vagina.
Thanks, Justin Diggle.
Won't be much better either. So
I know.
Either one of those subjects.
You about made me choke on my beard.
Kind of out. Well, okay, let's y'all tell me what y'all want to talk about.
Hey, we can talk beer. We're drinking beer. What's your favorite beer?
He drinks like lemon water or something. Yeah.
Okay, that's
Diggle shit. Alcohol, so.
Yeah. All right, well, tell us a funny story or something. What do you got?
Tell y'all a funny story. Well, Mike, you tell me one of the stories you would like to talk about.
Hey, wait. I do have a story because we're at Uncle Billy's house. Uncle Billy was here, and so were you.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever drank alcohol, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. We were drinking it out of Billy's keg later.
Oh, my God.
I got to hear this.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and tell that story. You're way more colorful than I am. Go
Dude,
for it.
Dude, this was the first time I ever got... Listen to this. This is the first time I ever drank alcohol and got drunk. And I went to Mike's uncle's house.
That's Billy.
Which is Uncle Billy, which is on here.
Yeah, me.
I had a pair of white jeans on for some reason. And they go and get me a pitcher for a cup. And they were like, here's the kegerator that's sticking out of the fridge in his shop. He had a... Anyway, the story doesn't have to be too long. I drank 3 pitchers full of alcohol, of beer,
because,
not knowing what I was doing. And I was spitting up blood by the end of the night. But I guess I was chasing everybody around.
How did we get home?
Dude, we drove to Jason's house.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't want to go back to my house.
Yeah.
So I drove. Here's what happened, dude. I jumped in my truck and drove.
I was with you.
Through everybody's yards.
Yeah.
We drove through everybody's yards because I didn't want to get on the street because I didn't want to get a DUI. So we drove through everybody's yards, and then we hit the road where there wasn't yards. It was just a side road going out to Turtle Creek, and so we drove in the ditch. And
yeah, I remember that,
dude. Yes, and then we go to Jason.
Gosh.
We're banging on his windows trying to wake them up. And they wouldn't wake up. So then we went to, that wasn't we don't want to talk about that. you remember that time we were peeking in Jared's
idiot
window?
Yeah, well, what did you see? What did you see?
Oh, no, don't you ask me what I see.
We went
you
around.
You remember what we're talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Around back for, they weren't answering the door, right? So
yes,
we went around exactly. Back, and they had the blinds.
And yes. And so we were looking through the little squares.
Yeah.
And where the strings are in the blinds, so we could barely see in there.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Yeah.
Well, we noticed that something, like he was on the end of his bed. Dude, I shouldn't even be talking about this, Mike.
Oh, he don't care. He's not even here.
Well,
gosh.
Oh, well,
no. Oh, yeah, you're going to hell.
Well, I know, but
no,
Mike,
great.
You started this.
All right, go ahead. It's funny.
Gosh.
Okay,
Mr. Diggle.
Dude, so anyway, we're like peeking through the windows before we bang on it. We don't want to bang on it right now. And we see him on the end of his bed, and he weighs about 300 pounds. And we start looking, and we're like, what is he doing? Well, his pants were around his ankles.
What?
Yeah.
And he was rocking back and forth.
Yeah, huh?
Humping his bed.
He
He was.
It was. It was like a pile of dirty clothes or something.
I don't remember, dude. All I remember is once we seen that, we didn't know what to do, and then all of a sudden we banged on the window, and of course he came unglued, trying to pull his pants out. And then remember, so he comes around, he opens the door, he lets us in. His dad was asleep, and so we were all trying to be quiet. So we turn on a movie, and we're sitting in the living room, and I kept saying, "Oh man, this makes me want to, you know." And it kept making hits, and
but my lips hurt real bad.
Talking about like, and we kept making hits of, you know. Anyway, well, how did we get on this subject? That's not.
This is kind of bullshit we talk about, so it's nothing.
Well, all right. I guess I
we do this for fun, not for financial.
He's moved on too, right?
Yeah, he's moved on to the other bedroom.
So you keep him alive by telling the story. So that I know you didn't want to say it, but it's good to talk about it.
Well,
no matter how gross it might sound.
You got off subject. In a way, you jumped right back on.
Well, we were talking about how did we get home that night, and we were at Uncle Billy's.
Yeah, I know. Uncle Billy's, that's the first time I really got plastered, too.
Well, the man had
I was 17 years old.
Way to go, Uncle Billy.
Oh, well, should have said that. Oh, man, Uncle Billy.
The man had a keg in his refrigerator.
I mean, it was like with the spout coming out.
With the spout sticking on the outside.
Yeah,
he just walked up to the front. He made it way too easy.
We'd be stupid if we didn't drink it.
I avow no knowledge of this action.
he didn't know shit. Yeah. We were just going to the shop to work on his car.
I'm gonna repeat that. Yeah. I didn't.
Okay.
Well,
what's the next subject?
What the next question? I don't know. You're going to start a podcast, aren't you?
Yeah. That's what I wanted your help. Setting that thing up in the bus.
Hey.
We're gonna set it up in the bus so we can go wherever the action is.
Lump sum, or just buy the whole set together. It makes it real easy.
Mike sounds like he knows what's going on over there. The mics, the cameras.
Yeah, Dave knows more than I do.
Yeah, but he's toothless, so I can't understand what the fuck he says.
Just fuck him, Billy.
Yeah, Dave bought all the equipment. Dave's the technical guy.
Yeah, he's like...
He's the money guy without the teeth.
I ain't got no teeth right now.
Hey, David, you know how to set everything up?
Yeah, I know how to set everything up.
Nice, okay. Hey,
I'm not going to use hers, you sicko.
No, he's not here.
He's not here.
We might give him a call.
But my lips hurt real bad.
That time I pulled up your...
Diggle.
David Diggle. You're going to make me edit all this shit out.
Go ahead.
Justin Diggle.
Wait a minute. Y'all are going by code names because you didn't know.
Go ahead, Justin.
He's going to send you to Canada when he sets you up.
You know what? Nobody knows who he is talking about all these.
He's going to be like, have you ever been to Ontario?
What the heck?
Hey, that's Mike's problem, not ours.
Our names have been changed to protect the innocent.
He's making my job harder. Go ahead.
Well, what's my name?
Justin Diggle.
No,
Justin
okay.
Diggle. How about what do you want to be
Justin
called?
Diggle.
And I'll edit
it.
It
was Justin
there.
Diggle.
Gosh.
Oh, fuck. Well,
God damn it. Now.
All right. What do you want to be called? Dad, and I'll edit all your shit out.
All right. So, David.
Gosh.
You're the one that had that. I mean.
Go ahead.
So, David.
Yes.
Diggle. You're the one that had that house.
The party house.
So, yes. Correct me if I'm wrong. You had the house over there by the Batfish.
Yep.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Where I first moved.
Yeah, listen to this. Do you guys remember when you had that huge party over there? There's like 100 people, and I pull up, and Jake's trying to stab some dude.
That's what I was talking about.
Diggle's trying to stab somebody.
I thought that was in it.
Your mom goes to college.
I thought that was at the week.
It was at that.
Gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Okay, I was just asking about that. I was like, was I there? And I was like, I thought that was. Because I remember chasing somebody and like everybody like calm down, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, there was, like, a knife came out and all kinds of shit.
Well, dude was hiding in his car. Dude was hiding in his car.
Trying
to break out his windows.
That's right. And then, that's right.
And I don't know anything about that.
I don't either.
Well, they didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to edit this out if y'all need to. But
oh, yeah,
went,
no problem. Go ahead.
That's Mike's problem.
We told him to go sit down. And he went and sat down in a big bucket of water, and then we told him to go stand in the fire to dry his ass off, and he got third-degree burns on his ass.
That's shit.
Gosh.
Yeah. That's shit.
Hey, now check this out. I have a picture of him standing in the bonfire. I really do.
Yeah.
I'll find it and send it to you.
Hey, I know how to throw a party.
Shit happened at the Batfish.
Dude, yeah. He got third-degree burns or whatever it was, and had to, it, like, milk at his... freaking jeans to his ass, didn't he, or something? And he had to go to the hospital.
He did.
Like
that's
the
all
next
true.
Day,
that's
after
all
he sobered
true.
Up, he felt it. Good. I mean, oh, dude, there's shit. Story after story after story. He could just go on all night.
Oh, yeah, this the is bad ridiculous.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, yeah. I'll give you a call when we're done with this, and we'll figure okay. something out for you.
Yeah, and hey, fine. Won't you and Dave
gosh.
Up here, like, tomorrow?
Jeez Louise. Trying to for kill real? Me?
Just because I don't have
let
a job
drive,
right now.
You guys could come up here. I would say right now, but none of y'all sound like you could drive.
No, we can't. But, we'll be like you, your story.
David's got to check his calendar.
Yeah.
He might
yeah.
be busy.
Well, that's right.
Well, yeah.
I ain't got no job well, right now, so...
He's pretty booked out. Let,
actually, this week I am booked.
Let me know.
All right, we will.
Let
all
me right, know please. A date. And then we'll check out the bus, and we'll check out getting this podcast bus done, and you guys can use it, too.
All right, cool. So, sounds fun.
All right, guys. Thank
all
you
right.
For
well, I'll give you a call.
Just,
all right, good to hear from you
Justin.
Guys.
It's Justin.
All right, you too,
Justin,
buddy.
No, sorry, my got no teeth.
All right.
Later, Diggle.
You sound like
Walter
from
Diggle.
State of Confusion.
Bye.
Later, Diggle.
Later, Diggle.
I love you, Daddy.
Fuck! Okay, enough of that shit.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Diggle and Dog's Underwear. If you don't know how to communicate with your children, just make shit up.